You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And back to the playoffs we go as we get you ready here. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And yes, there's a week to go in the season, Kerry, but preparations in place now for that one-game playoff, the wild card game, because we know now that's where the Cubs are headed. And I just got to believe that Joe Maddon knows who his starter is going to be tonight.
It's pretty simple. I think anybody who's been following the Cubs could figure out that Jake Arrieta will be starting on October 7th. Whether it's the Pirates or the Cardinals, that's still to be decided. Arrieta, there's just no doubt. I mean, the guy, 21 wins. He's got an ERA that's minuscule. Maddon has said that he's doing things that are Bob Gibson-esque, and he's absolutely right. Jake's ERA in the second half is just, he almost doesn't even register. And we were joking, he hit his second home run of the season on Sunday night against the Pirates. He's only given up two home runs, like in his last 20-something games. So he's almost out-hit the opposition in a way. But it's been masterful. It's been I teased Arrieta after he threw the no-hitter against the Dodgers. I said it was the second best game I ever saw. And I said Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game was better. And so he said, well, I'm just going to have to top that. So every time he goes out there, I think that he's trying to do better than the no-hitter. And he came pretty close. He had a perfect game through six. And it was, it's just fun to watch him pitch. It's just fun to watch somebody that dominant and that much in control.
Well, he's been ridiculous. 21 wins. You mentioned the ERA. I think it's 0.44 in the second half. You have the benefit of watching him make all these starts. And it's funny because you would think with what he has done, it would be no question. It would be a decided issue. But yet Zach Greinke has been, more or less matching it.
It's a tough call on the Cy Young decision. I mean, to be perfectly honest, if Arrieta wasn't on the Cubs team, the Cubs are not in the playoffs. So we were, after Arrieta won his 21st, Maddon was even talking about how you could put him in conversation for MVP because of what he's done. You know, when they've had a losing streak, boom, Arrieta comes out and wins and gets him back on track. I mean, he's had that much of an impact on this team. So I know Cy Young voters, sometimes they tend to poo-poo the win statistic, but just what the second half is just mind-blowing. And I'm not taking anything away from Greinke. I just, unfortunately for Jake, it's like he's having this unbelievable year, and Zach Greinke has done really well too. So it's just, it's going to come down to the Cy Young people. I would vote for Jake, but of course I see every one of his starts, and I just can't get over. Miguel Montero said he's from another planet, and I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah, it has played out that way, and one last consideration on that might be the ballparks in which they pitch their home games, and for that matter, even in division games. I think there's certainly an element there that has to be taken into consideration. But that's a conversation for another day.
Right. Although I have to admit, last night there was no wind, so you can't say last night did not favor the pitchers. Last night favored the hitters.
Yeah.
So it's not as if he's been pitching at Wrigley Field with the wind blowing in off the lake and he can throw anything he wants up there. He's just been a smart pitcher, and it's mixing up sequences and stuff. It's just really, he was joking with us. He was going to throw a knuckleball because he wanted to kind of throw the Pirates off because he knew he would be facing them. Or he felt he would be facing them in the wild card game. We checked, we didn't see any knuckleballs. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was thinking the other angle on that, Kerry. I think pitching on a daily basis at Wrigley is a greater challenge than Dodger Stadium. I mean, whatever the conditions were last time out, I just think you're more likely to run into a tough day at Wrigley than well, just about anywhere else. But the topic that's interesting to me here that we have to discuss is this wild card game, because Cubs know they're locked. It's a matter of where they'll be playing that game. What blows my mind is the situation the Pirates and Cardinals are in now, which is they may well end up in a flat-footed tie for the division title and then have to play a one-game playoff to decide the division winner and wild card before they ever get to the Cubs, which the Cubs in the advantage.
Yeah, the Cubs would love that, because they would, you would guess that they would use their best pitcher for that one game playoff game. Unfortunately, if the Pirates' second best pitcher is Liriano, the Cubs have had some problems against left-handers. So I'm not sure how they'd want that to go. I figure let's just let the Pirates and the Cardinals duke it out, and the Cubs don't care. I mean, as you know, Madden said, they've played each other 19 times this season. So it's they know each other very well, and that's you know, Pirates and Cardinals. You know, because they know they're going to face somebody in their division. The nice thing is the travel will be easy wherever they go. It's just, you know, bring it on.
Well, and that's just it. There seems to be a looseness with this team too, and whether it's the expectation.
Looseness, yeah. Yes.
Is that an understatement?
That's an understatement. So I've never seen a team have such a party after a 4-0 loss as these guys did on Saturday. After they lost, they did not get a chance to celebrate getting to the postseason, because the game ended. The game that determined that they were going to get in was the Giants-Oakland game, which ended about midnight Chicago time. Some of the players were awake. Most of the guys were asleep. Madden joked that he told us he was watching Jersey Boys, the movie, and was trying not to look at the score on his iPad until the very last scene in the movie. And then he peeked and he saw that the A's were up 5-4. So he quit, you know, the game wasn't over. So he put the iPad away. And then he said, when he looked back again, the game was over and boom, they were in. And then he went to sleep. So, they weren't able to celebrate, you know, on the field after a win. So they made up for it big time on Saturday. So it helped that they had a Sunday night game. They had time to sleep in on Sunday.
So is this personality of this team then, would you say, perfectly suited for the scenario they're in right now?
Yeah, the interesting thing is a lot of these kids, you'll talk to Chris Bryant about the magic number, and he had no idea what the magic number was. And I think that kind of sums it up with some of these rookies. They really, to them, every game for them is a playoff game. So they haven't really been counting, you know, well, we need to win this. The pressure just hasn't been there. Bryant even likes to quote one of Madden's favorite sayings, which is, don't let the pressure exceed the pleasure. So you want to enjoy the game. You don't want to get all caught up in the fact that you've got to, you know, you have to win this game. You want to enjoy the game. And that's the way they've preached it. You know, today is, when you and I are talking now and this is being recorded, it's Monday. So right now, Madden and the players are focused on Monday's game. Then they'll think about, you know, Tuesday on Tuesday. And they're taking it one game at a time. And as cliche as that sounds, it's worth.
So then what are they focus on then in this last week? You get the makeup game against Kansas City and then two road series. What do they do to keep that edge?
Well, what I think Madden would like to see, and I think anybody who's watched the team would like to see, is a little improvement in terms of clutch hitting. They haven't done very well with runners in scoring position lately. And they haven't done, it just kind of goes in spurts. And I think they'd like to see them do that. As most people know, usually in October, it's cold. You're not going to be hitting balls out of Wrigley Field with any regularity. So they need to be able to manufacture runs a little bit better. And I think that's something that a little more contact, if that's the word. You know, they faced the Pirates on Saturday. They had the go-ahead run, or the tying run at the plate in Soler and Baez, both of them struck out. Now, I'm not blaming both of those guys, but if they were thinking more about you know, making contact, put the ball in play kind of thing, instead of trying to hit the home runs. You know, they had good at bats, but they just didn't get the job done. That's the kind of thing that I think the Cubs need to work on in this final week. And, you know, Madden's gonna make sure that he keeps guys fresh, keeps rotating guys in. They're sorting out what they're going to do for the playoff roster, although I think they pretty much have an idea. And it's just, you know, let's keep everybody healthy and go in with the right attitude.
Well, I don't think that last part will be a problem. They seem to have that part figured out.
No, there's such a buzz. Anybody who's been at Wrigley lately knows that there's such an incredible buzz right now at the ballpark. I don't think I've ever seen games where there's so many people on their feet, you know, anticipating plays. Arrieta even pointed out, he said, you don't need them to put anything on the scoreboard that says get loud or noise, which some of the other ballparks do. Fans here know, they pay attention. It's just been a great vibe. And if Monday is the last home game, it's been a wild run and a lot of fun. And we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, well said. I mean, it has been a lot of fun. And I know there's still another chapter to be written this season. At the very least, Kerry, there's another podcast to be had. And I'm looking forward to doing that again next week.
Right. One more before the playoffs. So,
Matt.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Yep, no doubt. All right. Well, there she goes. That's Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.